Good morning, Bob. How are you doing today? How are you on this beautiful Saturday morning in sunny South Florida, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. Just going through and getting all these audio levels set right here in the studio and having some fun, man.
It's real crazy, Bub. We're without both our producers today. One is on the way up to New York with Robin for a couple days off. We wish them safe travels. And our other one is apparently asleep in bed, Bub.
This happens.
It does indeed, man. So you're running a little bit of it today. I'm running a little bit of it today. We're in here with the amazing Great Throdini today, Bub. It's going to be a fun, fun episode.
Yeah, man, super, super cool. We're already looking forward to having a lot of fun today. Man, I'll tell you what, have we had fun this week, dude?
It's been an amazing week, Bub. Where do you want to even begin with it, man?
I don't know. Where do you want to begin?
It started on Tuesday when the Great Throdini showed up, man, with his beautiful assistant, Lynn. It was Bub. We're going to jump right into that, too. You know what? This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com at 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. It's a Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. Bub will be out there July 30th from 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be an amazing event. I know that one is actually set up for what? That's supposed to be the scheduled, the Christmas show, correct?
So yes, it is.
Cars and Coffee, yeah. And it's the summertime Christmas
in July,
yep. Which is really cool.
Hey, Bub, and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team will be out there. The rally car will be on display along with our tour bus and everything like that. Our rally team with Gio Hammerbeck and Greg Diaz are down at Homestead racing this weekend, and they're going to be in touch with us here about 9:30, bottom of the hour, Bub.
Yeah, that'll be really, really cool stuff, man. I'm ready to see it. You know, they've got a lot of things going on down there. And I'll tell you what, dude, you want to talk about people that have, you know, just the way that our crew works is literally from the event the other night, they left at, I'd say, what, 1, 2 in the morning, drove straight down.
About 2 o'clock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Straight down to Miami to get on the track in the driver's meetings by 8 a.m.
Yeah, we were out at the event with the Great Throdini at Jumbie Bay until about 2 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock in the morning, the tour bus left and headed south. They drove about 100 miles. They were there at 3:30 in the morning, tried to catch a couple naps, and our world champion rally driver, Gio Hammerbeck, was on the track at 6 o'clock running hot laps, 9 o'clock for the race meeting.
Pretty insane, dude.
It's crazy, man. It's just absolutely insane what goes on around here. And Monkey in Paradise, ladies and gentlemen, the two-time double gold winning San Francisco 2017 vodka. I mean, it's amazing. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly, Bub.
This is a true story.
So, Bub, let's start off with Tuesday, man. You know, you don't often run into really good people in the industry. Let's face it. The entertainment industry is not the best. You don't find the most quality people in the entertainment industry. And I don't say that in a bad way, but there are a lot of bottom feeders in the industry.
Well, there are. Not only that, but, you know, a lot of guys, you know, there's certain people that once they get into a, you know, quote unquote celebrity status, you know, there's a lot of guys that kind of build, you know, this ego about them, or this, you know, this attitude where, you know, I understand, like, they've made it, they've got a pretty solid presence. But a lot of guys like that sometimes take it to the head, and then they end up being, you know, a person that you can't walk up, you can't approach them. You can't have a fun time. It's just not a down to earth, chill person anymore. And that is the total opposite with everyone that we run with in our crew, in our circle, very much like the one himself, the Great Throdini, very chill guy, as cool as he gets. And you know what? It's literally everything from hanging on the tour bus the other night to just getting out and hanging out with fans and doing autographs and just, I mean, heck, even having a drink with the fans after the show was over was really, really cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the multi-Guinness World Record holding Great Throdini, who holds records for many, many things, not the least of which is the world's fastest and most accurate knife thrower. And we had him in Tuesday. He was kind enough to do a remote with us from Miss Outlaw Boutique. We also, Bub, Wednesday he was here with us. Thursday was the big bash at Jumbie Bay. And I mean, the tour bus was rocking, man.
Dude, absolutely packed, man. There was a point where I tried to walk onto the bus. I think I mentioned it in yesterday's live stream. I tried to walk onto our bus, and I literally stood at the bottom step. I turned around.
He turned around and went back to the bar and
sat down somewhere else.
We couldn't even get in the bus.
No way possible.
And, you know, Throdini, it's amazing. His act, you know, and he's a car guy. He's a motor guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was here on vacation and he just came down and spent three terrific, memorable, memorable, memorable days with us, Bob. And we can't thank that him and his assistant enough.
Like, yeah, absolutely, man. It's been a super good time. A lot more, you know, I wasn't even expecting that this whole entire week. You know, we actually, You know, you never know. I talked to Layla about this last night, but you just never really understand why sometimes you meet certain people or, right, or how certain connections come about. And it just happened to be literally last Sunday. We were just out having a couple drinks downtown, drinking responsibly, I might add. You know, we were having a really good time. And sure enough, that's when we all hooked up. We all met, and it was a really good time. From there on out, it was a whole week worth of fun.
Yeah, it's been an amazing week. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to introduce right now, Bub. I don't know. We did the all three shows live. The live edition has just blown up on Facebook. It's been an incredible, incredibly well-received episode, if you will. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to go to Vegas. We didn't have to go to New York. The great Thodini spent time with us. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome into the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports studios, the great Thodini. Good morning, Thodini.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Bubba.
How are you, brother?
I'm fine. Great being here. I love you guys.
You're an amazing guy, bro.
Thank you very much.
I got to tell you, man, you spent, you know, a lot of people don't know that the great Thodini is a very, very educated man. You know, you see him on television, you see him in Vegas, you see him in New York. But you're a very educated man. You have a PhD, man.
Yeah, got a few pieces of paper up on the wall, as we say.
Your story is quite, from the backside, I often bring the audience into our lives. I don't believe in hiding from the audience, and neither does Bob. Your backstory is really cool. You're very educated. At the age of 50, you decided that it was enough. You know, you had all the paper hanging on the wall, but you wanted to do something different, man.
Yeah. I opened a pool hall, and within a month of having that pool hall, one of my customers came in with a small throwing knife, had no idea what it was. We were shooting pool at the time, and he pulls it out of his back
pocket. Are you a good pool player?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that. And he showed me the knife, and I didn't know what it was. And he goes, my son-in-law gave me this knife, and two of us step outside the pool hall and found a big tree in front of the church across the street. He threw it and slapped it off. I threw it and stuck it. And I said, I could do that. And that was it. Changed my life right there.
Changed your life, man. This was manifesting inside of you the whole time. You never knew it was there.
Yeah. I think, like any other high end performer, it's a genetic talent and ability. And if they find it, and they cash in on it, good for them. Some people never find it.
One of the things we talked about, Bub, certainly it takes skill to do what you do, Bub. I mean, mm-hmm. You're amongst the top three in the industry today. Skill is a mandate to do the things you do.
Yeah.
And one of the things we found out from Thodini is this is skill, man. It's an internal skill that you didn't know you had until you break it open like an egg and explore it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, that's, you know, Thodini himself is many, many, many awards, certificates, I mean, classes, graduations, I mean, skill sets underneath of your belt. And now throwing knives. I mean, that's crazy, right?
It sure is. And I'd have to say I found myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of all the years of everything else.
I enjoyed teaching a lot when I was a professor.
Okay.
18 years, actually. Mostly in graduate school, teaching electrocardiography. I was good at it. I enjoyed it. Students loved my classes. And I thought that was me. And then I found another me.
So here is a full question for you. And I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are wondering the same thing as well, because I am. I'll tell you what. How many of your students, when you taught, did you throw knives towards?
I wasn't throwing knives at that time.
Not at all. Maybe a pencil. Maybe there was a little background to it.
It was after I left the university, went into emergency medicine management.
Wow.
And then went into the pool hall.
Wow.
Never even knew of the Thodini concept until that was way behind me.
Maybe you were throwing papers or pencils or something at them. A nonsense question here or there.
Yeah, exactly, man. And so you moved on this thing. You literally moved away on this thing and kept going, going, going. Now we're finding out that we've got more certificates on the wall for Guinness World Records than we had for academic excellence.
Yeah, I think to date I've set or broken 40 world records. And there's a handful with Guinness and another large handful with another company called recordholdersrepublic.co.uk. And that world record organization just involves itself with human achievement world records rather than collections, but human achievement. So like we got guys that do zillions of push-ups and crazy stuff. And mm-hmm. for me, it's knife throwing.
So you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in. I'm going to let a couple calls in, 714-242-5166. You can talk to the amazing Throdini. If you go out to Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, you'll physically see the entire event. We brought you four segments if you haven't already, plus the actual throwing event live. Then, Bub, after that, Throdini went back. He chilled on the tour bus where he could basically hardly even sit because it was so packed, and then went out and threw for a second time. Unannounced.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a lot of fun, man. It's and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's not often where you find celebrities such as the great Throdini, where they, you know, they take the time, they go out, and it's not just you know, put on an act and you know, do his thing and then turn around and leave. You know, a lot of people give you that kind of cold shoulder deal. That's not at all what it was. I mean, everybody that was there, I think, either had a conversation with Throdini, shook his hand, met him, took pictures with him, hung out. I mean, Christ, even there were a couple guys that just had a drink at the end, which was a lot of fun, man. A lot of people love, and you know, when you get to enjoy something like that, it just makes it that much more personable.
It was very, very cool. Good morning to Craig Netzer, our personal assistant. He said he had a really nice time out there, in Abacoa, and Mark Hoffman, good morning to him as well. So, Bub, you know, how do you relate kind of what Throdini does to cars, man? It's all about, we did an episode that's up on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Precision Done Bubba Style. That whole episode discussed your skill set and Throdini's skill set and how you have to be right on time and so precise to do this.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's, you know, when we talked about it the other day, I mentioned that it was probably the same way in any and every industry. So, you know, when I mentioned that, I mentioned whether, you know, you're a pro race car driver, maybe you're a 40-time world winning knife thrower, maybe you are a designer and builder like myself, maybe you are a doctor, a surgeon. You know, it's, I feel like once you have that skill set and you've mastered it and you know, you have full confidence in yourself and you know exactly what you're doing. You're going to get up there. You're going to put on the best show. You're going to design or build the best cars, you know, whatever it may be. You have a lot of years of experience, a lot of trial and error, you know, that all of this stuff just, you know, it kind of goes in the back of your mind and you just blast right through. When you get in that zone, you're in the zone and you just roll with it.
And so many of the things, Bub, I saw on display with Throdini was much like you. You're a very honed in person, as am I. Once you get in the zone, you get in the zone. I was watching an episode of Live PD last night as I was reading. I was trying to catch up on some Entrepreneur magazine reading and another book I'm reading on Honda motorcycles. That kind of take me back to the youth of my 70s. And I was noticing they had to bring the dog out. And the dog, they brought three people out of the vehicle, and the dog was on the prowl for drugs. And he let this dog loose, and the dog got into this F1. No, it was a Dodge Ram 2500. And the way it alerted on the center console area and just wouldn't, I mean, the dog was literally trying to get the center console open. It was that bright. And I get that same feeling between you and Throdini. It's when it's game on, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, very much just like that. I mean, you just threw a totally different scenario out there with, you know, a canine officer, which is, you know, totally different. You know, that's a completely different industry in itself. And now you're working with what most people think is just a pet as a dog. This is a trained officer that literally can go out and track down exactly what you needed to track down, whether that be a human by scent, whether it be, you know, drugs, what, you know, whatever the situation may be. Those canine officer dogs get into their mode and they go. They know exactly when go time is and they know exactly what to go for, how to do it. And nothing else matters at that point in time. Nothing else is in their brain. It's just figure out the one thing you're going to do and you're going for it.
Throdini, over to you. That's the same thing we're talking about. How does it work for you from precision? And just, I mean, just when you're honed in, you're honed in.
Yeah. Once we step out on stage or once I step out in front of that board and Lynn is standing there, it's all focus. There could be all like hell going on all around.
You have no idea what's going on around you.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And I've said to her many times after a really good show, when she did everything exactly right, and I finished the last stunt and I turn and say, well, she's looking to me. I'm looking to her and I'm thinking like, well, what do we do next? And she'll whisper to me, it's over. And I can't believe a 20-minute show can go in the blink of an eye when everything goes well.
Yeah.
She's in the right place doing the right thing. I don't even see her for the 20 minutes. I'm literally working around her. She's working around and with me. And it looks like, and it really is, we're working together, but we're so focused on doing the right thing at the right time. Everything goes smooth, show's over, big smile on our face, gives me a kiss on the cheek, arm in arm, we walk off stage.
One of the things too, Bub, is you wanted the audience to know, again, we like to show the backside of everything. Mm-hmm. And most people in the entertainment industry like this don't like that. You were emphatic. You took our 4K GoPro and walked right around the back of the board to show everybody. There ain't no knives behind that board that pop out. There's no gimmicks to this.
No. That's a serious thing, man. This is, as you guys consider it, Throdini, this is a maximum risk sport. Is this a sport? This is a hobby?
Yes.
Talent?
Yeah, well, for some people,
skill?
It's a sport. For some people, it's a hobby.
Okay.
For some people, it's a profession.
So I would say that, you know, with this being a maximum risk, a lot of people have that, you know, that they're kind of skeptical about it. Something's got to be doing this. Maybe the knives are popping up out of the board. Maybe they're fake. Maybe they're not sharp. Maybe, you know, just all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you've seen it. You've heard it all, right?
Seen it, heard it all. And my answer to that is I hold one up in front of them and I say, you would not want to get hit with this.
Yes, you wouldn't. It's just that simple. And, you know, when we were out there the other night, I actually took all of our angles we did. We had multiple angles. Our producers are putting together some insane footage of that. So it's going to be a really, really cool. It's actually going to be like a 60-second promo clip that's going to be everything from Throdini to BEM to MIP, Jumbie Bay. So it's going to be a really cool, full adrenaline. I mean, super close call knife throw. So it's going to be really cool stuff that these guys are editing. But we did a couple shots that were like point of view cam. So they were above head and also beside the board, dead on, looking at like the side of whoever was standing there, seeing the blades come from the front, slow motion, having clear visibility of the back of the board. So it was like a half and half split screen. So you can see that there was no fake anything about this.
Nothing fake at all.
And what I found super amazing was when you had Lynn stand up with a roll of paper in front of her, there was no silhouette, there was no lighting in the background, and you let it go, man. And you threw right through that paper and didn't hit
Correct.
Her once.
That wasn't my paper. It wasn't gaffed. It wasn't
magic. No, we bought that at the store.
That was your paper from the shop.
That came straight from the shop.
And it was a brown paper. You could not see through it. And I just have to visualize where she is and let those knives go.
So how do you do that? How do you draw that mental picture in your mind?
Well, the paper's 4 feet wide, and she's got to be somewhere in the middle. So that gives me a little on the right and a little on the left, and I go for it.
That's crazy, man. That's absolutely insane. Bub, how do you relate that to kind of when you're building cars?
Hey, man, you just got to know what you're going for, dude. If you know you've got to go left, if you've got to go right, you better make sure you pick that line and go.
You got to have the right line, don't you, Bub?
Yeah, it's things like that, man. It's especially in this style with it being a maximum risk. I mean, in a moment of seconds, it could go very wrong very fast. A little bit different than the car side because there's not that much, you know, risk factor in it when you're designing or building. There's a lot in terms of fabricating, working with the materials, but not in terms of, you know, how quick something could truly go wrong. And that's just reality. I mean, that's not something bad about it. That's just reality, is how fast, you know, something could just terribly go wrong. You never know what it's going to be.
We have an expression for that.
What is it?
You can go from hero to zero with one knife.
There you go. That's it. That's correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly right. Hero to zero with one mistake.
That's correct.
So let me ask you this then, Throdini, because clearly you have that understanding. Does that ever weigh on your mind every time you get up to throw? Do you think about that, or do you not let it get in your head?
Well, it does get in my head and I think about it, but only before we go on stage. Done. Once we're in the dressing room, putting our makeup on, getting dressed.
Yep.
And we're waiting to be announced.
Yeah, but you know what, Thro? We were with you, not to step on you, but you and I are very cool people. I like getting up and entertaining. You love getting up and entertaining. The whole time, though, before the event, during the event, and after the event, Thro was very cool, man. He wasn't. It was just a very relaxed, laid back, behind the scenes environment.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Well, there's an expression for that. Never let them see you sweat.
Well, and speaking of sweat, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Bubba's Motorsports, if you go to the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, you'll see the intensity of the heat. We're probably at about 95 degrees, 100% humidity. Thro put on an aluminum blindfold and then a hooded mask over him.
Man.
And he was throwing against you, Bub.
Who signed me up for that?
Right? And it was so hot and the intensity was so there, he couldn't throw the last knife. He had to stop, get the hood off his head, get the aluminum blinders up so that we could literally get the sweat out of his eyes because it was burning him so badly.
Yeah, it was insane, man. I don't know how that whole thing came about where I guess I was getting blindfolded. I feel like, Throw, I don't think anybody even told you that you were doing this with me up there.
That's correct.
You kind of came into this.
I must admit, it threw me for a loop because, you know, when Lynn and I were discussing what we were going to do in the motorhome, I was supposed to put those blown up gloves around with you.
Okay. Yes.
Volunteer. Yeah. 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 But that switched.
And I don't think Tom was involved in it.
I wasn't.
And normally I do the mask and the hood with Lynn. And I know where the board is.
Right. You've done it multiple times with Lynn. Yes.
You know, the sound.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden she's setting this thing up and she's going, Tom goes to the board. He's got the balloons. And I'm going, well, what happened to Bubba? She goes, oh, Bubba's going to do the double blind. He's going to stand there and tap. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. It's like, this guy's twice as wide as you are. That leaves about 3 inches on each side. And all of a sudden, there we were. You had your helmet on, I think. She told me you put the
I did, yes. And that shows how unaware of this you truly were. Because I want everyone out there, ladies and gentlemen, to know that I literally...
Go see it on our Facebook.
If you guys haven't seen this thing, go check it out live. It's on our Facebook wall at Bubba's Motorsports. You can check it out there. Again, we are going to be doing a very insane, full adrenaline packed with multiple different view angles, point of view, side cams. We had stuff behind you as you were doing it. So it's going to be a point of view from yours and mine all at the same time. Really cool stuff. But man, I literally went out as I'm standing there. You're already double blindfolded. So I'm like, great, this guy, he doesn't even know who he's throwing at. And I literally walked up. I grabbed Gio Hammerbeck, our race team driver's helmet, and stuck it on.
Yeah,
you did. Listen, I don't mind if I accidentally, let's say something does 100% go wrong, which I go in knowing that fully. You know, you kind of have that moment like when you're signing a waiver and you're like, okay, yeah, there's some reality to this. This may go wrong.
It's very legitimate.
So right after I sign, I stick this helmet on and I stand in front of that board and I'm like, oh, Christ, what am I thinking, dude? And then I just start tapping away. That was it.
That was it, bub.
Tapping away.
Gio is checking in live from Homestead Raceway. He's going to be joining us live here. He said our audio is up a little loud, bub, for the reset for people out there. But Craig says our audio is good, so we're just going to roll with it right now. This is what happens when we don't have a production staff here. We're going to be getting a live report from Gio at the Homestead Raceway out there with Hooked on Driving, one of our sponsors. I understand them, Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports' Corvette is on the way down to the track right now, Bub.
Yeah, it is, man. It's actually, I think they're, I don't know if they're down there yet. They should be there now.
They're very close.
I think they're supposed to be there by 9 for the rally, and then the rally starts from there, a poker run or something like this.
I know Alex is saying, hey, guys, MIP BEM Vet Race Car is rallying Ham on poker run now. Alex, check in with us, please, if you can give us a call. I'd like to know more about the Ham poker run and how that's going, man. So if you can give us a call, 714-242-5166, 714-242-5166. I know that, God, why does my phone just suck balls, bub?
What's going on over there?
I don't know. I can't do anything with this phone because it just, and then Verizon did an update to the phone, blew it out of the water, completely destroyed my contacts, completely destroyed the way the operating system on the phone worked. Their answer was, send me another phone without me knowing, charge me $720 for the phone. We called them and said, their answer was, you're supposed to download your phone to the new phone, completely master reset your old phone, and go back into the new phone. And I won't even tell you what a goat screw that has created in terms of having to set everything back up again, and the problem still isn't solved. Quality product from Verizon.
Terrible. So I'm going to let you guys, this just came in from In Jupiter Magazine. Doug, the owner, sends me this photo over. This is as good as it gets right here. So Throdini, I just got this literally moments ago.
In Jupiter Magazine was the magazine that was out there filming with us and documenting this. They're going to do an article about it.
I'm going to hold this up so people can see it.
Cover the head and the family jewels.
I did. The two things I needed to cover here. Let me see if I can. I'm going to go ahead and throw this up here so everyone can see it. Hold on. Let's see if I can pinpoint on this thing. Enough. Let me scoot down.
You get it there, bub? Right.
Yeah, I'm really stretching here, dude.
All right. Just zoom in the best you can, man. You can see this stuff live at Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. It was an awful, awful lot of fun, man. I can't tell you what a good time it is. Hold on, bud. We got a caller here. Morning, caller. You're live on
the air.
We're
doing Alex from Monkey in Paradise.
Alex from Monkey in Paradise. How are you, Alex?
I'm terrific. We just got to Homestead International Raceway from West Palm Beach. So we just got here to checkpoint number one for our supercar poker run.
So the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette is on the road today at Homestead, where our rally and team driver, Gio Hammerbeck, is live and on the track. Man, what's the atmosphere like down there? A lot of exotics, a lot of hot cars.
Yeah, so there's a lot of exotics and a lot of Mustangs because it's also a Shelby event. So there's a whole variety.
Yeah, I had heard that the Shelby Club was out there, Shelby America. I know we're going to be engaging in some stuff with the guys there. I'd also heard that Gio has arranged for a race team to do a bunch of upgrades to their race club with them as well. We can hear the cars going by in the background there.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our first checkpoint, and we're going down to Key Largo after this. And there's four checkpoints along the way. At each checkpoint, we get a poker card, and then whoever has the best poker hand at the end in Key Largo wins.
So how many stops are there normally on a poker run? Ladies and gentlemen, a poker run is a game of – it's a hand of poker you play with a variety of stops. There are four stops. There's a beginning, three middle, and an end stop. You can buy a card. If the best hand of poker wins. You can buy a card if you have an ace. Discard four, buy four more. Usually goes to a charity or the event, and they're a lot of fun. So the stops consist of somewhere you can fuel up, you can use the restroom, and you can keep on moving. If you can catch the Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Corvette, it's faster than
that would be. That would be a negative.
Yeah, that'd be a negative, right, Alex?
Yeah, we had a pretty fast ride down here from Palm Beach. We had the Morpheus 911 Turbo S with us. And then we had our friend Don in his Lamborghini Murcielago. So the three of us went. We maintained a pretty strong pace, and we just got to checkpoint one here at Homestead.
There'd be no way. We had to be in the studio, the broadcast studios here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports this morning. I could get in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche and run down there, but I wouldn't get there in time. I know we're, what, 100 miles north of Homestead where we are racing today.
Yeah, but I can't get there anyways because I actually just got some pretty good info that Layla Von Athey is actually out in the B in Porsche right now, and she said, "You guys have been running these bricks. Squeak! You get, all that carbon builds up some heat."
Yes, it does, man.
So yeah, we're having a great time. We're representing BEM and MIB here, just having a blast, and we're leaving Homestead here in about half an hour to continue the rest of the poker run.
Hey, Alex, how fast did you get that Corvette this morning?
Well, it was all on public roads, so we weren't going too fast. Where the roads are closed off for us, we were doing 150 plus.
There you go, man.
I was going to say, Alex, you don't have to, if you don't want to take full disclosure on that one, I'll take it. So yesterday, I drove the Monkey Vet. I had to deliver it down to West Palm last night. So I'll tell you what, man, I'll take it. If Rodini, I was probably 140 in the car. I was just trying to merge. That's all.
But here's you're coming on that pretty quick. Right.
Yeah, you have to, Alex. Isn't that the way you do it? I mean, when you are merging onto the highway down here, most cars are traveling between 80, 95, 100. So typically, if you want to find that open spot, you're going to have to go 130, 140, 150 just to merge properly.
Correct. And it's always safer to be on the offensive. So you don't have to worry about anybody merging into you, hitting you or anything like that.
Well, well stated, Alex.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, I was talking to the.
You know what? People talk about this defensive driving. I don't believe in it. I think it's totally wrong. I think you want to be offensive. You want to be in control. Why would you want to be defensive and worrying about everybody else merging into you, hitting you? If you're you're in your control.
Yeah, that's correct. I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that, man. And Alex, I got to tell you, I was Thursday night, I broke my foot again. So I was in touch with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, not Thursday night, Friday. I was in touch with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team doctor, Dr. Van Sice, this morning, sitting in pictures over. He goes, "Yep, we're going into surgery with that. We're going to fix that." So we're going to be off the pedals, I think, for about 6 weeks now. But we can always use the right foot there.
Oh, boy.
We'll get out there and run those things. I may come down and see you guys. I'm going to go out and try to throw some lead this afternoon about 3 o'clock. I haven't been out and just squeezed off a few rounds in a while. I think I'm going to do that, man, while you guys are out there. And then we're going to get down and probably see you tomorrow, man. I'd love to spool up one of these Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches and go. Because here in Florida, Throdini, you can get on these roads and run triple digits all day long because they're so flat and open.
Next time I bring my vet down, give it a shot.
Yeah, the Throdini's yes. got a Z06 Corvette, Bubba.
This I know. I've already seen it, and I already have plans for it. This is true.
It's a red one. And, right? Yes. And it has a Monkey in Paradise sticker on it, and I hear there's a BEM sticker going on it soon as well.
Yes, it's going on.
That's correct. On the 22nd, Lynn and I are running a rally.
Where are you guys going?
The hills of Pennsylvania.
Wow, that's going to be fun.
With about 50, 75, 100 other cars, and there'll be stickers all around my car, both BEM, MIP. And I got another set for another friend of mine who's running the rally. The rally also.
Lion Pride does mark their cars, Bob, don't they?
Oh yeah, man. It's you know, it's pure strength. You know, when you get out there and you've got a lot of fun, you've just got, you know, why wouldn't you want to have not only some of the best looking rides out, some of the fastest, the most well performing, but also to, you know, show off who, you know, your strength and partnerships are with. I mean, that's what you want to do. That's what it's
exactly
all about.
What it's about. Yeah. Really is what about Alex? We're going to let you get going. I know that Gio's going to be calling in here at the bottom of the hour with a live report from Homestead. You guys drive safe. You always do. You're a very aggressive driver. You're a very good driver, Alex. And, you know, I want everybody from is the Torx team going to be down there with us today or not?
Is who going to be there?
Is Torx Bobby?
I don't believe so, but we have Jeff representing them with his 911 Turbo Loss as well.
That's a fun car. It's very fast too, man. That's a good dude right there. Jeff is a really good dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy. Very good friend of mine.
Yeah, extremely good. Look, you guys have fun down there at Homestead with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team, Gio Hammerbeck and the rest of the crew, man. You guys have a really good time. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. God bless you guys. Drive safe down there. Okay, buddy?
Okay, and if people want to see some live covers, they can check out the Monkey in Paradise Snapchat, and we'll be posting some pictures and videos from there as we go along all day here today.
Right on. Stay up with the Monkey in Paradise Snapchat. You heard it from Alex first. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly, and they would like to know what your paradise is. Go hammer it out down there. We'll talk to you later, Alex. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Homestead, we have the world champion rally car driver and head of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, joining us live here with the great Throdini in the studio. Gio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome this morning. Good morning to everyone.
Morning, G.
Morning, Gio.
How you doing, man? It's electric here in the studios at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Broadcast Studios. How is it there, man? How are things going?
It's unreal. Tony from Hooked on Driving did an awesome job. There's 300 cars here already, and they're still pulling in by big herds. It's electric.
You've been sharing a lot of the behind-the-scenes pictures with us, Gio. Great stuff down there. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Tour Bus is on tap there. You guys literally, Gio, left the event at 2 o'clock in the morning after the great Throdini event at Jumbie Bay here in Abacoa, and you drove straight through, got there about 3:30. You were on the track by 9 or by 6, drivers meeting at 9, man. I know you were tired that day.
Yeah, it was I had to take a quick power nap, but it was all worth it.
You were definitely out there pushing it that day, and it's hot. And as you and I spoke yesterday, people don't understand how in these cars you get thrown around. This is not a drag strip. This is not a straight line. And when you're on those high banks, you're just getting beat, man.
Oh, it's very physical. I know that when we're pulling 100-plus miles an hour on the bank, the G forces are just incredible.
So G, now let me throw this at you real quick and see, did you get that right there? Throw it at you. Let me see something here. So just in all perspective, so you are sitting now that I'm just sitting back listening to, you know, talk about the excitement in your voice of being at Homestead right now. You have yourself in a very unique and fun position. Not only are you director and the coordinator of Exotic Motorsports, but you are a professional rally and drift driver, as well as our coach and teacher and instructor. And you had to orchestrate the entire Throdini event the other night, on top of being at the track teaching and racing all weekend long. So your week has been a little bit of everything, fully adrenaline packed.
Yeah, there's a lot of scheduling that needs to take place to make sure everything runs smoothly.
And Gio, that's something you do extremely well. I think we all do it very well in our own lane. You do a great job of keeping the facility in line. You do an amazing job at running the rally team. But you're hungry, Gio, and you always want to be out there working. And I just can't thank you enough for the amazing job you do. It's like Bub. It's like the great Throdini. If you want success, man, you don't back up. You stay on it, and you don't let go, man.
That's right. Got to keep committed and dedicated and know that this is what you want to do. And if it's what you want to do, then it's not that much work.
You're in the seat all day today, correct?
Yes, we'll be on the rally sending you guys photos to keep everybody posted what's going on and what we're up to. I know tomorrow is the big day for the track day stuff. There's supposed to be somewhere around 500 racers on the track, people getting experience. So I'll probably have a pretty busy day tomorrow.
So I may jump in one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches and head that way in the morning, Gio, to meet up with you guys.
It'd be well worth it. You would enjoy yourself at this track.
And you've done a great job, man, intermingling. And it takes such an effort between what you guys are doing on the race side and what we're doing here at the – oh man, it makes you gasp for air. It's just exhausting. And you know, it takes a lot on both sides of the team to put this together and to pull it off. I mean, we're without our producers today, I'm not complaining, but it was not well coordinated. We still had not cleaned up from Friday, from Friday's event. We are trying to get the broadcast studio put back together for today's show. And it just takes such an effort from everybody, Gio.
Yes, it does. It's a lot of work.
People don't get that, man. So, but you know what, Gio, you're in your element. You're around the fast cars. You are the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports foreman and rally car driver. And, you know, you're good at what you do. So it doesn't matter. You're just having a good time no matter what. You're always cool under pressure, man. You never show your face, just like we were talking about with the great Throdini and Bub just moments ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. We got a good race car drivers have to stay focused.
So, G, now tell me about this. I know you've been down there. I believe Tony Franco, who is
one of our sponsors,
not only a sponsor, but with Hooked on Driving, he is, I guess when you say Tony Franco and you mention Gio Hammerbeck, he knows that you are the top dog. So when he's got someone that yep. comes in there and wants to learn how to become a driver. And I'm not talking a amateur driver. I'm talking a professional driver. He puts him with you. I know this weekend you were hooked up with a guy. Go ahead. I'm sorry, G. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's very selective of who he puts in the seat with me.
So explain then now, how has your weekend been so far? I believe you were actually teaching a guy that runs a brand new Porsche.
Yes, I was. We put him in the 140-mile club, and he got into the 140s for lap times, which is pretty impressive.
Wow, that's really good.
We put him on another level and then let him know that I could even make him faster. So he was pretty excited. He had a great day. He was just wide open. He had a good time.
Doesn't it suck, Bub? You and Throdini and I should be out there at the track with.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here. We should have done a live remote from down there. Dude, man. That would have been pretty fun, actually. Get out and run cars and do live remotes.
But in all fairness, Bub, you know, you and I have been running. Throdini's been running. Gio's been running. I mean, we had equipment. I literally just brought equipment in that got stuffed in the back of Mom's Mercedes, which I wasn't real happy about because the big PA systems broke one of the back panels in there. Instead of people taking a little bit of exercising some caution and taking it easy, they jammed it in, broke one of the back panels in that S550 car. There's been equipment everywhere. Things have been pushed out everywhere. It's been a mess, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of, hey man, just like Gio mentioned, it's a lot of work. It takes a full team to do everything we do. I mean, literally from I mean, all of South Florida last night was completely covered with Team BEM. I mean, everywhere from the guys down at the track, you know, Alex and I were down promoting in West Palm last night. You were up here getting all of the marketing done, getting all of the sponsors set up.
I was working with Tony Franco.
Just literally people everywhere, all across South Florida, just representing and pushing Team BEM, MIP, everybody last night, having a great time. And, you know, it shows. It takes a lot of hard work, but it shows. I mean, we have our team literally everywhere right now, currently as we speak.
We do, man.
Some guys are on the track going 150. Some guys are twiddling their thumbs. Some are.
Hey, Gio, did you know I broke my foot Friday? Did you hear about that story?
No, just briefly I did.
So, yeah. So I talked to the team doc today.
Was it your gas pedal foot?
No, it was my left foot. And
left foot breaking.
Yes. Oh, I didn't see the tree while I was on the Honda, and we met. And the Bubs Exotic Motorsports team doctor, Dr. Van Sice, says it's time for surgery. So we're going to go get that looked at and taken care of. But I'll still be there with the right foot. How's that?
That works. That's the only one you need.
That's it. Gio, we're going to let you go, man. I know you've got a full schedule. Gio, I just want to publicly thank everybody in front of 22 million people. I want to thank you, Gio. I want you to know how much we love you. Sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, Gio, you have been a blessing to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. Mm-hmm. You're an amazing, amazing man with a great talent. You and Bub are an unstoppable force out there. And I want you to know, I think the world of not only you, but your partner from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, our upholstery tech, and your assistant, Greg Diaz, who's there at your side today.
Well, thank you. And we'd like to thank all our partners, Tony Franco, Morpheus Wraps, Grassroots Motorsports. We really pushed their booklet yesterday. Everybody was real receptive. They really liked the booklet. And we're just down here doing what we do, and that's what we do.
And Gio, you know what? Big shout out to Monkey in Paradise out there. Again, it's a personal thing. It's not about a corporate sponsorship. We want you to know we love you, and you're just a brilliant addition to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team, and you're taking us where we've always wanted to go, and we thank you.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Pleasure to meet you, Gio. Hope to see you again soon.
Yep. We'll see you guys real soon.
All right, Gio. Thanks for all the updates. We'll talk soon. Ladies and gentlemen, the world rally champion and rally car driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team, Mr. Gio Hammerback. I get chills. He's just a really good guy, man. Relationships to me are everything, Bub.
Yeah, man, for sure. It's, you know, like I mentioned, dude, it's we've got our hands in a little bit of everything, man. And, you know, we've just been running wide open throttle for the past, man, 2, 3, 4 months. And the schedule's only getting tighter. You know, we've got SEMA coming up that's going to be out in Vegas. We've got some super, super, super big news. We're going to drop about that this week, probably Friday, Saturday this week. So everybody out there, stay tuned for that. You know, crazy stuff going on. The MIP vet that's going through its set of updates again, the BEM Turbonetics Mustang. I mean, the Porsches, all kinds of stuff, some insane rides getting ready to roll out of here. And you guys stay tuned for the Instagram post that'll go up this afternoon. We're still finalizing on all of the production and editing, man, the post-production, which takes a really long time when you're doing, man. Let me see. The other night when we did the Throdini event, we had 4 camera angles all running 4K. So not only are these things incredible high quality, but they are huge files to work with. So our producers literally sit down. They will spend 4 or 5 days straight on top of everything else they're doing, just trying to edit, listen for the right clips, the right sound spot. Maybe you'll hear one video, you'll have the sound of a blade just, you know, whizzing past if the camera was close enough. So it's little things like that that get edited, cropped, and then they get cut in and pasted in, and all kinds of overlays and B-roll. So there's a lot of good stuff that's going to go on. Check out the Instagram, Instagram.com, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Go to Throdini's, Instagram.com/Throdini, Monkey in Paradise, Morpheus Wraps, everyone out there, check them all out. Going to be some insane photos and updates going up pretty soon.
Going to be a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to interact with you, but I've been having trouble with my phone all morning this morning, so I can't see everything.
I've been watching. It's just been spinning over there, little loading spinning circle. I restarted mine just like 10 minutes ago.
I just did too. I'm so sick of this Verizon plan, man, but God damn it, they'll hit you for $1,000 a month. What do you think? Throdini, today we're going to lose you, man, not in a bad way, but you're going to be flying back. I know you have plans with some friends this afternoon for a barbecue, and then you're flying back up to New York for your mother's 95th birthday, man.
Wow.
Happy birthday to mom, bro.
Thank you very much. And as I told you before, 95 and still driving.
Right on.
Really?
So, yeah, she's out there doing her thing.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy, man?
That's really cool.
Happy birthday to mom, man.
Yeah. Really cool. Fantastic.
And what's more is Throdini's such a good person. He didn't stay down in the beautiful, sunny South Florida weather and hang out at the pool. He went home to be with his mom, man.
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
It's like crazy. So what's the schedule holding, man? What's the – I mean, we're certainly not going to – can't wait for you to come down again. We that event was so large, Throdini, that there's no question in my mind we are going to do this again.
We're in. Yeah, and I think even though this was – unplanned, for,
as very unscripted, down, very unplanned,
and I had to borrow some knives and borrow a board.
You did.
But in the future, perhaps we could plan something, and I'll bring more stuff with me.
Okay. So Peggy Moran called from Long Island. When will Throdini be in Manhattan? What was Indonesia like? How about Peggy? You call in. You should have no problems. The studio lines are open. We're getting calls. 714-742-242-242. 5166. Let's see you get through. You can talk to the great Throdini and us yourself. So what's the plan for the future? You know what, Throdini, we didn't have any plans to do this together. You and Bub, Layla, Alex were out Sunday night down in West Palm. And though I had known of you from a professional level, as did Bub, we certainly had no personal relationship prior to that.
That's correct. It was, we were eating in one restaurant and Lynn messaged Alex, I think, and they said, you know, come over to another restaurant.
Go figure, by the way, a girl messaging Alex. Yeah. Go figure.
How could that possibly be?
No way.
And then we met Bubba and Layla and Courtney and a couple other guys there. And all of this got planned that night for the next day.
Isn't it crazy the way some relationships, a lot of people don't have a faith-based relationship with God. I do. I'm not afraid to admit that. Isn't it crazy the way things work like that, man?
Yes, it is.
And it's always for the better. This has been a, you know, I'm writing a book, as do a lot of people. And I try to memorialize. I'm very proud of Bub. I'm very proud of his career. I'm very proud of what he has done. And I document and memorialize everything about his life. And the one thing I walked away from was the straw that you threw and cut in half. And I wrote it down on a piece of paper and put it in a Ziploc bag. I kept the straw, the very tightly clenched end where Bub was biting with uncertainty, and the monkey that was hanging on the edge of the straw.
That's terrific.
And, you know, that's going to be in the book. And I want you to know you have made such a deep impression on our lives as a human being and as a person, man, that it's going to be in the book.
Thank you. And believe me, it's mutual from our end. You guys have been terrific and, you know, I feel like instant family.
That's the way I feel, man. That's when it's meant from God. And, you know, I hope that those paths continue to stay together, man. I don't want to lose that. I don't. I want to constantly stay in touch with you.
Yeah, any visit to Florida for me means a visit to BEM.
Oh, right on.
Really cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller on the line with us. Good morning, caller. You're on Doing It Bubba Style from the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network. How are you?
Good morning. It's Peggy Moran from Long Island, New York.
Good morning, Peggy Moran from Long Island, New York. How are you today? Thank you for tuning in.
400 miles away.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. I saw you pop up on Facebook yesterday. I do monitor everything on our social media. That's what Bub pays me to do, is kind of drive his back office career and monitor all the social media and marketing. And I saw you popped up, and I wanted to say thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family.
Sure. It sounds really cool over there.
We get in a little bit of trouble. Trust me. That's why we have, you know, security and doctors and all that stuff around us. It keeps us,
I feel like they're more around you than they are anyone.
I had a question. I was wondering when Throdini was going to be back in Manhattan.
Oh, well, usually the Manhattan show is Monday Night Magic. I don't know when the next one is scheduled, but I know on August 2nd, Lynn and I will be appearing in the Wonder Show. It's a magic show at the House of Yes in Brooklyn. And there's a big cast in that show as well.
Wow. What are the people going to be in it?
There's a mentalist.
Before.
And what did you think, Peggy, when you saw Throdini live? If you could have experienced the electricity in the atmosphere, did you watch the episode on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page where Throdini was live doing the show?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
It's crazy.
It was really exciting, and I couldn't believe how close the knives fit right around the curves of Lynn. That was amazing.
Well, you know what's funny too is when on Wednesday when Throdini joined us, there was some concern because Throdini works in what we call panels, and these panels are pieces of wood that are probably 8 or 12 inches wide. They're an inch thick, and they are solid. And one of the comments that Throdini kept making is, and you know, he doesn't easily get nerve, Peggy, but he kept saying behind the scenes, I'm a little concerned because the wood is so tough here in Florida. They literally pre-soak the wood to ensure that, and these are the things that I don't mind sharing behind the scenes. I'll never get out somebody's personal information, but I'll share the fun stuff behind. So they took so much caution with this. They literally soaked the wood down and let it absorb to ensure the safety of everybody involved. Safety is number one with Throdini. It's number one.
Yeah.
And when we got on the board Wednesday, there was concern. That's why you see Bub was turned sideways. Now go back and watch Wednesday's episode on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, and you'll see Throdini through one time. And he said that was it. Behind the scenes, he said that's it. Turn him sideways because Bub is big. He's solid.
Yes. That one.
Yep. So Thursday's show, Throdini had already taken into account in his personal time how to get around that problem and brought out the four panel board, which is what you saw us throw live against there at the event. And that's kind of the behind the scenes thing.
Cool. Yeah, it was awesome. It's breathtaking.
It really is.
Oh, thank you, Peggy.
And people don't get it. I mean, Bub is so wide in his shoulders. Bub's biceps are 18 inches in diameter. Okay. He's 220 pounds. He's about my size. He's my son, 5'8". I'm thinner. I'm muscular, but I'm not at that bulking size. And one of the things that we're concerned about, even one of the knives that Throdini threw, both our producers slowed that down in post-production. And one of the knives came with about a quarter inch of Bub's bicep on the board. That's how tight Throdini was having to work with and Bub. Do you remember that, Bub?
Yeah, it's actually super funny because one of the guys I had met up with last night, Kevin, super good friend of Alex's, we were at a place downtown called Copper Blues. And we're sitting at the bar, and I didn't know what he did. I just known that I've met him once before. He's done some artwork for MIP. So, you know, just a little fun association there. But I didn't know last night he brought it up. He said, "Hey, listen, who'd you guys have on standby for the doctor?" You know,
our team.
So I didn't know that this guy's I guess EMS or something like that. First response, something
EMS.
Like that. So he was like, "Listen, man," he was like, "you should have had us up there, dude, on standby, because I saw a couple of those things were really close, super close."
People don't understand, Throdini. It's not a magic trick. This is real life, razor sharp. What is it, 18 inches,
14 inch knife, it weighs 12 ounces.
12 ounces.
Yeah, and you just don't want to get hit with that.
You don't, man. You don't. And you were just calm and cool.
And then because of the hardness of the board, I was throwing a little harder than I normally
would. That's right, you were.
And I think they were going about between around 30 miles an hour, which is less than 2/10 of a second from when it leaves my hand to when it hits the board.
Just to put it in perspective, ladies and gentlemen around the world, it's 2/10 of a second is what it takes to bat your eyes open and close.
Wow. Didn't know that.
How about that?
That's pretty insane.
Yep.
So now I feel like this is a really dangerous act I did the other night.
Well, Bub, there was a lot of alcohol flowing. There was a lot.
Not with me, there wasn't.
There was a lot of me.
No, Throdini was
not drinking. No, he does not drink when he performs. And then came out, Peggy, did you see that he came out and did a second show for free and the crowd was just as large and we're like, "Throdini, you're off." And he's like, "Nope, I'm going back out again." Did you see that? Oh, Peggy may have dropped. Okay. So anyways, Bub, did you see, Bub, that literally Throdini went back out a second time? I think he got off. The first set ran a little bit long And as we were in the tour bus, he's like, I'm going to go throw again. There's a bunch of people out there. And sure enough, he went out again a couple hours later.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and that's what I was saying, man. It's, you know, it's not that cold shoulder attitude that you get from a lot of celebrities. You know, a lot of guys just won't take the time they see you in public. They kind of turn their back to you. They won't give you a picture, you know, and stuff like that. Absolutely not with Rodini. It was, you know, not only did he perform the show for everyone for free, he brought a bunch of people together. I mean, there are families there. There are young kids, old. I mean, anything you can imagine. Everyone had a great time. It was super, super good turnout. And I mean, it was a packed house for sure. But, you know, he went out after he did his entire show with Lynn. He went out again. It was literally just, you know, showing, enjoying it, having fun on more of a personal level, not so much a not so much a performance, but more of just a, I'm here, I'm hanging out. Let me show you guys how I do it. You know, I stand here, left foot mark on a certain area, you know, just throwing the blades. And I think you actually had, you showed me a little bit up there. There's no way at all that I'll ever master that one. Absolutely not.
It's not one of your better talents.
Not at all. Not at all. And I'll take it.
I mean, respect.
No, not at all. And that just shows the skill set. I mean, you took the time you tried to show me. It's one that I'll never probably get. And, you know, you took the time you showed Alex. There were a couple fans there you were showing how to throw. Some people will get it. Some people will never get it, just like you've mentioned before.
Yes, that's true.
And, Bub, did you notice that I was never once, even by the great Throdini, offered the opportunity to throw a knife?
Absolutely not.
True how story. Did we screw that up?
I don't know. It looks like we missed. Well, what do you know? All the stuff's already loaded, so I don't know what to tell you.
And the great Throdini was very politically correct about it. Oh, well, how did we miss that, man?
I really have no idea.
Yeah, I think everybody has an idea. There was a probably behind-the-scenes meeting saying, do not give him a knife.
Probably.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Bub? In response to your buddy who's the EMS that you ran into last night, we did have the team doctor, and wait for this one, Bub. We did have the Bubs Exotic Motorsports team doctor, Dr. Wade Van Sice, was there at all times. If you look in the third remote we did before the great Throdini took the stage, mm-hmm. Thursday night, you will meet the team motorsports doctor, Dr. Wade Van Sice.
It's so funny, too, because you never really know how everyone, you know, almost the same thing, Throdini. You don't, when you're there and you're doing that spot, you know, whatever it is you're focused on, you're so honed in and locked in. Everything else, it doesn't matter if there's a bar fight going on over here, if there's a car accident down, you don't hear it, you don't pay attention to it. You're so in your zone. And the other night after we had finished our set, I was walking away from the board once you were removing your mask, because by the way, you were dripping sweat hot.
You were.
It's nasty under there. And the salt burns my eyes.
I bet.
So I'm uncomfortable and burning under all of that.
And that's a big stressor too, by the way. Let's just be. As I walk away, I'm lifting my helmet off and I open the tour bus to put my helmet right on the dash. Just right. There's a ledge there, a 3-foot ledge. I open it and put it up there. And I, sure enough, the doc is literally standing there. He had the blinds open enough that he was literally watching down over top of everyone from like a 3-foot away so he could be as close as possible and immediately move if he needed to.
Yeah, he was. He was right on top of everything. He was not comfortable sitting in the front row of that audience. I kept looking at his face. And if you watch episode 3, his face was very tight and drawn. I called him out about it.
Well, good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. Good morning to my brother, Mike McCloskey, up there in Western Maryland. He just checked in. We are honored, Throdini, to have had you.
Isn't
with
he
us.
In like Russia, though, or something?
No,
I saw
back.
On a train.
No, he's back from the train.
I'd have driven the train.
How about that?
Yes.
Throdini, thank you so much for joining us. Trust me, this is not going to be the only occasion, man.
You're welcome, Tom.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
From the bottom of my heart.
Bubba, you too.
Thank you, Throdini, so for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only multi-Guinness World Record holder, Mr. Throdini sitting here. Amazing time. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's Miss Outlaw Boutique. Visit MOB at Facebook, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique, correct? 561-660-6695. Monkey. Out at Homestead today, ladies and gentlemen. They are out there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee. Until next week, babe, let's go. What are we going to do, Bub?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.